In today's episode, we're talking all about the best apps for photography that are going to help you to elevate your photography game, especially for landscape photography in particular. What is going on, everybody? We are already in the second month of 2024, I think, when this goes live. Should be February 5th. And I'm so excited because it's almost springtime. You know, I love winter photography, but it's really hit or miss to get good winter photography conditions, especially because it seems like this year the snow has been really hit or miss, especially down here in the desert in Utah. We've got like one good snowstorm so far, but I'm still waiting for another one to get back out there. Maybe, but if not, springtime's almost here and I'm really excited because springtime is a great time to be in the desert and a great time for photography. And with that being said, linking that to today's episode, it's a great time to talk about photography apps that are going to help you in order to take better photos. Now, huge disclaimer here. I'm not sponsored by any of these apps. I'm not getting paid to promote any of these apps. In fact, I sadly don't even have affiliate links for any of these apps. So if you download these apps, I get absolutely nothing. If you don't download the apps, I also get absolutely nothing. So I have no agenda in making this. I just wanted to be totally clear about that. But I just wanted to share a few of my favorite apps, some apps that photographers talk about that I think aren't quite as good. And talk about exactly what each app is for and why they'd be helpful. Now, this is going to be specifically mostly for landscape photographers. There will be some apps that are good for other things as well, but mostly for landscape photography. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some weather apps that I like for predicting the weather as well, because that's obviously a huge factor in landscape photography. So in this episode, we're going to talk all about apps. I am really excited to jump right in there. All right, well, app number one, you've certainly heard of it before, is called PhotoPills. It is a little expensive for an app. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that expensive. But I think it's probably costs, it looks like $10.99 right now, as I just looked it up online. But it's well worth the money. And I find that a lot of photographers, and this might be you, that come on my workshops, they already have it installed and they don't know how to use it. So a lot of times I end up teaching people how to use the app because it does some pretty cool things. Now, probably the key feature that most people really like about PhotoPills is the planner. Well, there's two key features actually, but we'll talk about the planner first. Cool thing about the planner is it gives you a map. You can drop a little waypoint of where you're going. It shows you which direction the sun sets and rises, which direction the moon sets and rises. And it shows you the times for all that. It gives you all these different numbers of like, this is how many degrees the sun is above the horizon and yada, yada, yada. Basically, it just works really well for planning things. I talked a little bit about PhotoPills in a podcast episode that I did last year with Joshua Cripps. He's like the master of planning out your photos. And so I'll link that episode down below because I think it'll be really helpful for you to listen to. But it's a great app for planning, which is a huge part of landscape photography if you want to take really compelling photos. Now, additionally, the other popular feature is the augmented reality, which there's both a daytime and a nighttime one. This one's cool because if you get out on location, you can use the augmented reality and get a rough idea of like, okay, the sun sets about right there. The Milky Way rises right there and it moves right or whatever. But it allows you to see that in the field, which is really, really helpful when you're out there shooting. Now, this isn't like the augmented reality probably isn't accurate enough that you can like pinpoint your shot to this is exactly where my tripod needs to be. But it gives you like a rough idea so that, you know, when you're out looking for compositions, you can say, okay, I want to shoot on this side as opposed to that side because this is how the sun is going to be. So some really helpful features. And then the last helpful feature on there that I think is kind of, well, there's a few other helpful features, but the one that I think is underutilized is the exposure. So if you have the app and you go into pills and you hit exposure, you can put in your settings and then do equivalent settings. Now, why is this helpful? You might be asking. This is really nice if you're using an ND filter. So as landscape photographers occasionally. And when I say occasionally, I really mean occasionally, especially for me. I'll use like a 10 stop filter to try and really slow down the motion. Now, rather than putting my 10 stop on and taking five different photos to get the exposure right, you can go in here and punch in your exposure settings. So like right now I have, like, for example, if it was properly exposed, I was at f6.3, 1/3200th of a second at ISO 100. If I took an image like that and it was properly exposed, but I said, you know, I want to put on a 15 stop ND filter, I could do that. I could put in that I'm using a 15 stop ND filter, put f6.3 ISO 100 again, and then it'll give me the shutter speed is 10 seconds, meaning that they will be exactly the same exposure when I use 10 seconds with that 15 stop. So it's just a nice way, a nice little calculator, I guess, to make it so that you can properly expose your images when you throw on an ND filter without having to test. It saves a little bit of time. So I think it's an underrated feature in that particular app. Now, app number two that I really, really like, this one is free, which is a big bonus, is called My Sunset. Now, My Sunset is cool because it gives you a prediction for how good the sunset or the sunrise will be. Now, there was like a couple of years ago, there was this huge craze for Sunset WX, this like website that showed you if the sunset or sunrise was going to be good. It only showed you like that evening or the next morning. And so it wasn't super great unless you were like already in a good area for photography. But this app, I believe, uses similar or same algorithms, but it shows you up to like a week in advance. Now, it's not that accurate. Like, it's not that accurate for the night of. I mean, it's decent, but the nice thing is like I can look on here and I think I have an upgraded membership. So I get like six locations instead of three or something. So my locations are, I've got Zion, I've got the North Rim of the Grand Canyon, and I have Page, Arizona. I have Death Valley and I have Lone Pine, California. The cool thing about this is it shows me like a percentage for, today is Friday. So it shows me Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday upcoming for sunset and sunrise. And it's like color coordinated. So if it's red, that means it's going to be really good sunset, whereas blue is not so good. Like I said, not super accurate, but the thing that this is helpful for when you look at this is it'll give you a good idea of where the clouds are and where they're not. Now, if you live in a beautiful area like I do, living down here in southern Utah, I'm just outside Zion National Park, so I can set an alert so that it alerts me if there is predicted to be a good sunset or sunrise in Zion, because then I can just run up there, you know, in the evening or in the morning. So it'll alert me if it's predicted. And like I said, it's like really, really accurate, but it's more accurate than me just saying, oh, it's partly cloudy, I'm just going to go out and hope I get lucky. So it's a nice app to have. You also have a little map. So if you're in an area, you can see like, okay, if I drive north an hour, the sunset's maybe going to be better. It could be nice. I understand a lot of people work like a 9-to-5 and they get like a couple photo trips a year. And so if that's you, this app isn't going to be super helpful if you don't already live in a scenic area. But if you are on like a week long road trip and you're trying to decide which direction you're going to go and where you're going to shoot, I think it's a really, really helpful app. And like I said, it's free. I think you get three locations on the free version, so you can upgrade it if you want. But that is My Sunset. I think it's a really great app that I personally like a lot. I want to take a break from today's episode and talk about a really cool opportunity if you are a beginner or intermediate photographer that is really serious about taking better photos and getting better at photography. Now, usually about 4 to 6 times a year, I teach in-person workshops around the Western United States centered around helping you become a better photographer. Now, my workshops are kept to just 5 people, which means that you will get plenty of one-on-one attention. So regardless of your skill level, whether you just picked up your first camera or whether you've been shooting for 15 years, I promise you, you're going to get so much out of it. I'm going to cater the class directly to you. Best of all, after the workshop, I'm going to add you to my alumni group on Facebook, where you can get literally weekly image feedback. We can connect at all times. When the workshop is over, it's not done. I'm still going to be your mentor. I'm going to be there to help you and become better at photography. Now, like I said, if you're serious about becoming better at photography, don't wait any longer. Register for one of my workshops this year. You can visit austinjamesjackson.com/workshops. That link will be down below in the podcast description that you can click on as well. I really can't wait to see you guys out there. Now, the next fantastic app that I just found out about probably a year and a half ago. It's called Radar Scope. Now, if you're not a landscape photographer, this app is probably not that helpful for you. But if you're a landscape photographer, this thing is great. Radar Scope gives you like a weather radar, and it's like more advanced than most other apps that I've seen. You can toggle it, show it, so it shows you where the storm is going. So right now it's not monsoon season, so there's not a lot of big storms, but in monsoon season, like if I get on this app in August down here where I live, I can look all around the southwest and I can see all the different storm cells and how much lightning they're producing, and then it shows me a track of where that like storm is going, and it gives you like, obviously it's not 100% accurate, like the storm can kind of veer one direction or another, but it gives you little markers, so it gives you a rough idea of where it's going to be. Now this is fantastic because obviously you don't want to be caught in the middle of a lightning storm, but you want to be able to photograph it from just on the outside, so you can watch that storm where it's going and then put yourself in the right position, and it'll also show you the times and everything like that. If you're storm chasing, cloud chasing, lightning chasing, whatever, I think this is a great app. Additionally, if you're doing any kind of photography where maybe you do or don't want rain, this will show you kind of where the rain's going, what the rain's doing, how much rain there is, kind of everything you need to know. In my opinion, this app has just absolutely everything that you need when it comes to a radar, like a weather radar. If you needed a weather radar for any reason, it's really got everything covered. And to be honest, there's a lot of features that I don't understand. They're a little over my head, but I get the basics of it enough that it has helped me to chase a few storms, which has been really, really nice. So that app is called Storm Radar. Now, app number four here that I think is really good is called Windy. You may have heard of it before. It predicts a lot more than the wind. I think the best thing about this app, it's another weather predicting app, but is the interface. It's really nice to look at. It's easy to use, and yet it's very, very powerful. So it's got a good combination of things. Now, one of the things that I like about this is obviously it shows me the wind. So when I load in, I can see which direction the wind is blowing. It gives you like this nice diagram where you can actually like see the wind moving. It's hard to explain. You'll have to just download it. It's free, so there's no reason not to download it. But it shows me kind of what the wind is right now. And then I can click this little play button on the bottom, which allows me to see what is going to happen with the wind, like as the day goes on, the next day, the day after, yada, yada, yada. And so the wind is obviously helpful in a variety of situations. There's sometimes when you want wind or wouldn't want wind. But in addition to that, with the free version, you also get a weather radar, a satellite. You can get rain and thunder, temperature, clouds, waves, rain accumulation. There's so much stuff that you can get. I'm not even going to list all out. But the one thing that I like a lot here is using the clouds. Because you can do a few different things. You have options for clouds, you have options for high clouds, cloud tops, fog. So it's nice if you're trying to like predict an inversion. Like I can look, I just clicked on the cloud tops layer here on my phone and I can see where the tops of the clouds are. So I can see that like if I scroll around on my map here, there's not a lot of clouds today in many places, but I can see that like Southern California, like San Jose, San Francisco, the cloud tops are about 6,000 feet. Whereas in like Bakersfield, they're at like 12,000. So nothing probably that would produce much fog today, but this can be really nice if you're wanting to like chase an inversion or whatever. So it's nice to be able to have that. And there's so many options here that like, I don't even know what you would use them for, but there's a lot of great options. You can get waves on there for those of you on the coast wanting to photograph some waves. So tons of good stuff on the Windy app. Like I said, it's free, and there's more than you'll ever be able to understand or get yourself into. So definitely give Windy a download. Now, the fifth and final app that I want to tell you guys about is probably one of my favorites, and it pains me to recommend this to you guys because the interface is just terrible. Like when you download it, you'll realize the interface was made for like an iPhone 4S and they just never updated it, but it's still, the app works great. And what that app is called Clear Outside. If you've been following me for long, you may have heard me talk about it. Cool thing about Clear Outside is you can add as many locations as you want. It's totally free. When you click on the locations, it'll give you a ton of great information. I can click on, like, I have Zion National Park as one of my locations. It'll give you the total cloud cover by hour in percentage between 0 and 100. It'll give you low cloud, medium cloud, high cloud. It'll tell you if there is an International Space Station flyover. It'll tell you the visibility, meaning like how easily you can see through the landscape outside. It'll tell you fog. It'll tell you if there's rain, what the percentage chance of rain is, how much rain there's going to be, how much wind there's going to be, if there's going to be frost, what the temperature is, what it feels like, the dew point and the humidity. So it shows you all that. It's in a really nice like table format, so it's really easy for me to scroll down. Most notably, the features that I'm using the most are probably looking at the cloud cover. It's really nice to be able to look at the total cloud and then look at high, medium, and low clouds. More often than not, for photography, if you want some really great conditions, you're probably going to be after those high clouds. So it's really nice to be able to look on here and see if there's high versus low clouds. Whereas if you want fog or an inversion, maybe low clouds are what you're looking for. So you can kind of scroll through and figure out when the best time to shoot is. Also, you can scroll like many days in advance, which is nice. It's like 4 or 5 days or 6 days. Actually, it looks like you can scroll in advance. Again, the prediction might not be super, super accurate at that point in time, but usually what I'm looking for in this app, like right now I'm looking Monday in Zion National Park. There's going to be 76 to 88% cloud cover around sunset. That probably gives you a good chance at a pretty good sunset. It's mostly high with a little bit of medium cloud. So I'd be maybe a little worried about the medium cloud blocking the sun, but I'd obviously check the forecast as it becomes closer. Right now it's Friday. This is for Monday night. So really great app again for predicting. I usually use this hand in hand with My Sunset. So a lot of times I'll look at that My Sunset app that I mentioned earlier. I will see, okay, there's going to be a good sunset that's predicted on this particular day. And then I'll go into Clear Outside and load up that location. It's also nice because you can do current location for where you're at, which is nice because then I can see, like, if I'm already at my location, I can see how it's going to look tomorrow or the next day to see if I want to stick around and wait it out or whatever. So again, that app is called Clear Outside. It's free. I think it's a great app. I haven't found anything that has rivaled the information that it's been able to show me. So I like that one a lot. Again, Clear Outside. Alrighty guys, short and sweet today. That is all she wrote. I hope that's helpful for you guys. I tried to include as many free apps as possible. And I didn't include like other apps that are helpful or like photo editing apps. Like I use the Lightroom mobile app for like culling through my images occasionally or showing people photos on my phone. If you use a different editor, they probably have an app as well. So those are always good apps to get. But of course, you're not going to have quite the capabilities that you have editing on the computer. And hopefully there was enough free apps in there for you guys. If you don't have PhotoPills already, I really recommend it. A lot of people, PhotoPills is really similar to Photographer's Ephemeris. I think PhotoPills is a lot better just because I like the interface. It's sleek, it's modern, it's easy to use. Photographer's Ephemeris, a lot of people refer to it as TPE. The interface is really outdated and I just don't like it quite as much. So that's my opinion on those two softwares. So, hey, thank you guys so much again for listening. I always appreciate you guys listening and downloading these episodes. If you guys have any photographers that you would like, or just any creatives in general that you think could bring a lot of value to the podcast, do send me their info, their name, whatever it may be. I'm interested in talking to really anybody that can provide some value for my listeners here on the podcast. It's really important to me that each episode is just loaded with really helpful information and things that you can walk away from the episode knowing that you learned. I try and stay away from the conversational style of podcast. I don't want to have these like long rambling conversations where you don't really get anything other than entertainment value out of it. I want this to be educational, so I want you to learn as much as possible. So if you know somebody or if you have somebody in mind, or even if you don't know them, but a photographer that you look up to, that you like their work, that I have not yet featured on the podcast, send me their name. I'll reach out to them and see if I can get them on here. Always trying to produce content that is both useful and interesting to you guys. So again, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another guest interview. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys next time.